This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Curtis Bosma, Vice President of Producer Services for High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California. Curtis, you have a look at USDA's latest dairy supply and utilization report, which is for January, issued last week. What are the biggest takeaways?
Yeah, this is always a nice report. Really helps finish out the balance sheet for the month of January so we see what's going on. Looking at the big products that influence milk checks, both cheese and butter, from a cheese perspective, domestic demand did slip a little bit. So we were down about 1% year over year in terms of demand. However, when looking at it from an overall utilization standpoint, exports did pick up the slack there. So we are not major exporters of cheese typically on an overall production volume basis. But there was enough of incremental increase in exports to make up the shortfall for utilization here domestically. So we were up 0.7% year over year in January for overall cheese usage.
How about butter?
On the butter side of things, we've been talking a lot lately about how cream multiples have been running at lower levels. Production's been running high. Butter demand domestically did slip by 3.3%. However, we did see a bit of a bump on the export side of things. Again, we are not a major exporter of butter in the U.S. We're actually a net importer, but we moved up 2 million pounds year over year in that. So that makes up a little bit of a difference there. But overall utilization of butter in the U.S. down 2%.
Well, we have the cheapest butter and cheese in the world right now. I would think that our exports should be strong.
You look at it from just a purely a price perspective, you are right. There would be reasons to do that, but there are different spec issues in terms of what kinds of butter and what kinds of cheese that we make and what international customers are looking for when they're putting together those import orders.
Yes, yes.
And it's also important to monitor all these tariff headlines. Obviously, that's been, you know, dominating the news cycle here over the last couple of weeks. When we're looking at these products, specifically on the cheese side of things, you know, Mexico is very, very important. They represent about 35 to 40% of our overall cheese exports. Still, again, not a huge percentage on a production basis, only about 2 to 3%, but still something to be paying attention to here going forward.
How about non-fat dry milk?
Non-fat dry milk was the kind of dog of this report. That's been a product category that has been struggling here over the past year or so with production significantly outpacing demand. On an overall utilization basis here, we saw losses both domestically and from the export market. So overall utilization for non-fat dry milk was down just over 20% year over year for the month of January. This is again causing the ending stocks to swell. I saw at the end of January, our ending stocks were up 42% year over year. So we're sitting on just over 300 million pounds here domestically.
Thank you, Curtis. Curtis Bosma, Vice President of Producer Services for High Ground Dairy in Visalia, California.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Neighborhoods are not homes, streets, or addresses. They are made up of people, families, and businesses. If someone asked you what your neighborhood was like, what would you say?
Not all neighborhoods are the same. Some are filled with violence and fear, while others glow with warmth and hospitality.
The single biggest factor that determines what a neighborhood is like is the people that live in them. Individual people who choose to be kind, considerate, and caring will help create a neighborhood filled with the same.
What is your neighborhood like? Or maybe, more importantly, what would you like it to be like? What is one thing that you could do to bring some miracles into your neighborhood?
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Some farmers are taking advantage of the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Brooke Appleton explaining some online tools and calculations that'll be available to producers who sign up for the program.
We'll roll out a slew of tools for you to use on our website, calculator, FAQ document, if you will. But ECAP assistance will be calculated using a flat payment rate for the eligible commodity multiplied by the eligible reported acres. And then payments are based on acreage and not production. So for reported acres such as prevented plant, the ECAP assistance will be calculated at 50%.
The program to help farmers and ranchers recover from economic hardship and natural disasters. More details on the Farm Service Agency website. Coming up tomorrow, it's our PDP Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.